Hope you don't mind it. And then thank you for having me. And then now, as it's time to study the Bible, let's come to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your words, which perfectly reveal your Son, Jesus Christ. And we give you thanks for your Spirit, who help us to understand your words. So, Father, as we study your words, open our hearts and minds through your Spirit so that we will understand what Christmas is all about, so that we can all share the same joy and wonder that the shepherd had in today's passage. As I am teaching your word, Lord, please be with me and help me to be bold and clear and teach only what your scripture says. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm wondering, do you like to ride on a roller coaster? Do you enjoy being upside down? Well, yes and no. And I personally don't enjoy it even 1%. I honestly don't know why people are paying for it. However, when I went to an amusement park with my mates, I was persuaded to ride on a roller coaster because all of my friends were saying it's really fun and it is a waste of money and time if I don't try it. They were saying it's once-a-life opportunity and experience. So I tried it. And during the roller coaster ride, my body was twisted, pushed and pulled, and even left in the air for a brief time. I was extremely scared. I was so terrified. But when it was finished, I was so relieved. I was happy and I was overwhelmed with joy. For me, it was indeed a roller coaster emotion. And likewise, in today's passage, we can see the shepherds went through a roller coaster emotion as well. On the first Christmas, the shepherds were eventually overwhelmed with joy and the wonder of God's amazing grace. However, when they first saw an angel, they were overwhelmed with fear. They were utterly terrified. As it says in verse 9, saying, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." And please notice that it was not only the angel who was causing them to be terrified, but also the glory of the Lord that was shown to them. This means when they were surrounded by the glory of God, and when they saw a glimpse of His greatness, and when they sensed His purity and holiness of God, they were extremely frightened. This is because they realized how insignificant, unworthy, and unholy they are compared to God, who is absolutely all-powerful and perfect. So I can imagine, as the glory of the Lord shone around them, the shepherds would have said to each other, saying, "I would like to hide and disappear from this perfect and holy God. I'm not just nervous or uneasy, but I am utterly terrified because I know that I am not worthy to stand before Him." However, the shepherds did not stay terrified for long. This is because of the good news that the angel said to them in verses 10 to 11, saying, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Here the angel is saying to the shepherds that they don't have to view themselves as insignificant or unworthy anymore because the promised King, the Savior, was born for them. In Him, they are no longer unimportant, but now they belong to His kingdom. In Him, they are forever part of God's family, and in Him, they can confidently stand before God. So now we can see that the shepherds are rejoicing, glorifying, and praising God because of this good news. As it says in verse 20, saying, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So here, can you notice the roller coaster emotion of the shepherds? Can you see the big turnaround? Once, they were frightened. But now, they are filled with joy. Once, they were afraid. But now, they are celebrating. Once, they were terrified. But now, they are glorifying God because of the good news that the Savior was born for them to bring peace with God. And this applies to us. Once we were afraid, once we were frightened, and once we were terrified to stand before God. Because God is absolutely perfect and holy. And compared to Him, we are insignificant, unworthy, and imperfect. However, now we can confidently stand before God because of the good news that the Savior was born for us, that in Him we are assured of eternal life, we are assured of forgiveness of sin, and we are assured of everlasting peace with God. In Him, our fear turns to joy. Our anxiety turns to delight, and our uncertainty turns to certain hope, not because we live a perfect righteous life, or because of our merits or achievement, but because of the birth of God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In Him, we have peace with God forever. And this is what Christmas is all about. And this is exactly what the angels celebrate on the first Christmas in their songs, as they sing in verse 15, singing, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom His favor rests. Lately, I can definitely sense that it is the Christmas season. Can you? Yes. Not only because of the beautiful lights, the Christmas trees, and Christmas music and so on, but because I'm receiving so many emails regarding Christmas sales. Sometimes I feel so amazed with the title of the emails. As it says, the shops are offering discounts up to 50%, or even 70%, or even 80%. It seems like that is very good news. However, when I read the content of the emails, I often get disappointed because it says only for the selected items that I am not interested in. And only if I become a member, or only if I spend more than $200 or more. However, different to the emails that I received, what the angel said to the shepherds are indeed 100% good news, because there is no hidden cost. There is no agenda behind, and there is no condition attached. It says we are assured of eternal life, forgiveness of sin, and everlasting peace with God. Not because we lived a perfect life or because of our achievements, but because of God's amazing grace that a Savior was born for us to bring every blessing that God has prepared for His people like you and me. So like the shepherds and the angels, on Christmas, we are filled with joy and wonder. We praise and glorify God for His amazing grace, because there is no hidden cost or agenda, and there is no condition attached for this good news. Everyone, whether they are young or old, whether they are rich or poor, whether they are weak or strong, everyone who believes and trusts in His Son, Jesus, they have peace with God forever. And please notice that in verse 17, the shepherds did not keep this good news for themselves, but they spread this good news to others. Out of excitement, they were telling people that the promised King and Savior was born for them. As it says in verse 17, saying, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Here the passage says, they have seen him. This means the shepherds are the eyewitness to the good news. Just as the angel told them in verse 12 that they will find the baby laying in a manger as a sign to the good news, and they did find the baby. In verses 15 to 16, the shepherds went to Bethlehem, and they have found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, just like they had been told. And this means they found out that the good news is not a fairy tale, or a myth, or a fantasy, but it is a true event. It is reality. It is an historical fact. It had happened. They saw it with their own eyes that the baby, the promised King, the Savior, was indeed born and laying in the manger. So out of happiness and conviction, they spread this good news of Christ so that everyone can have the same joy that they had in this true event. Yet, please notice that when the shepherds spread this good news, not everyone believed the message. All who heard the message were amazed, surprised, and shocked. But they treated the message just as a mere amazing story. In fact, they did not treasure the message in their hearts as the only way to have peace with God. As it says in verse 18, saying, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. However, unlike many people, Mary was not just amazed at the message, but she treasured it and pondered it in her heart. In other words, she believed that the good news of Christ is true. It is real. It is certain that the promised King and Savior was born to bring peace between God and His people, not because of what they have done, but because of God's love and mercy towards them. As it says in verse 19, saying, but Mary treasure up all these things and ponder them in her heart. Then, how about you? What is your response to this good news? Would you treat it just as some amazing story? Or like Mary, would you treat it as the true event and treasure it and ponder it in your heart? If you think the good news is a mere fairy tale or a fantasy, you are missing what Christmas is all about. The most joyful message ever, that God sent His Son Jesus into the world to give us eternal life and forgiveness of sin, not because of our merits or achievements, but because He loves us so much. However, if you believe that the good news is the true event, which happened in Bethlehem, and if you treasure it and ponder in your heart as the only way to have peace with God, then praise God, because it means salvation is yours. Forgiveness of sin is yours. Eternal peace with God is yours. Not because you live a perfect righteous life, but because your Savior was born and he lived a perfect righteous life for you. And he died on the cross and rose again from the grave on your behalf. So in him we have everlasting peace with God forever. I'm wondering, do you believe in Santa Claus? Okay, so let me change my question. Do you used to believe in Santa Claus? Okay, I hope yes, because for me it's yes. So in my childhood, I used to believe in Santa. So before Christmas, I behaved very well. This is because I had heard that Santa will only bring good gifts to good kids, not to naughty kids. So I did my best. However, as I reflected, I don't think what Santa said was good news for me at all. Because Santa says, you should earn your gift. Santa says, you should deserve it. And Santa says, you should check all your tick all your checklists. However, unlike Santa, what God said through the angels is indeed good news. Because God says, just receive it. God says, it's a free gift. And God says, I have done all the checklists for you. So like the shepherds and the angel, we are overwhelmed with joy and happiness. Because God has given us an amazing gift, the greatest gift of all, his son Jesus Christ as our Savior and King, not because we deserve it or because what we have done, but because he loves us so much. So during this Christmas, we are all invited to join the heavenly choir in verse 14, to sing praises to our God, to give him the highest praise for his love and mercy, the amazing grace, the good news that is perfectly expressed in the birth of his Son, our Lord, our Savior, our King, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. We give you thanks that you sent Jesus into the world for us because you love us so much. And we give you thanks that in your Son, Jesus, we are assured of eternal life, forgiveness of sin, and peace with you forever. So, Father, during this Christmas season, help us to give you the highest praise for your love and mercy, the amazing grace that is perfectly expressed in the good news of Christ. And like the shepherds, help us to share this good news with our family, friends, and neighbors, so that we can all be overwhelmed with joy and wonder and celebrate Christmas together. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now we come to the table of the Lord, the Lord's Supper.